Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy, yes, he is worthy to be praised. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners today, those of you chiming in from around the globe. And now, regardless of how you found us, maybe you were recommended, maybe you were just flipping through the channels, but whatever the reason, you're here, and we welcome you. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. So we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. The spiritual breakfast for champions. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Please enjoy the services to the extent that you keep on coming back. We meet here 7 days a week. Yes, we do. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then Sundays we meet for brunch. Amen. At 12 noon. Amen. So to God be praise, glory, and honor. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We pray that everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody had a wonderful, 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 wonderful weekend, that whatever you did this weekend, Jesus was on your mind, and in spite of the heat. A matter of fact, it's hot everywhere, not just on the East Coast, the West Coast, everywhere it's hot. Amen. But we know there's a place hotter than this. Amen. So we pray that you did not overexert yourself this weekend. Amen. And hopefully your air conditioner was working. If not, you had a good fan. And if not, you made it. You made it. Glory be to God. We didn't always have air conditioners. We didn't always have fans. Amen. Our parents made it. We making it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already made the way. Jesus made it. That's why we can make it. Amen. And amen. All right. It's going to be a good, 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 good week. We're looking forward to this week in great anticipation. great anticipation, amen, of the Lord revealing his glory, amen, and the manifestations of his blessings abounding unto us, amen, just deeper and deeper as we continue to go. Today, amen, we want to, amen, hopefully you came with your notes, glory be to God, and Bibles, amen, and we're going to talk a little bit about Zechariah today, amen, and coming to us to, amen, elaborate on this morning. We want to thank God for this dear sister and her faithfulness, amen. She is faithful in the Lord's kingdom. She is dedicated. She is committed. Amen. She's all the way in. She's all the way in, not chucking and jiving and up and down and peeping and sliding. Amen. But just loving the Lord and looking for opportunities to exalt him. Amen. In her daily walk. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our sister Kathy Smith. Amen. Minister. And glory be to God as she comes, amen, to share what the Lord has placed on her heart that we might receive some insight, amen, through the life of Zechariah. Because if it wasn't important, God would not have had it in the book, amen. But because it's in the book, it's something for us, amen, to glean, amen, out of it. So we pray that God will anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see and our hearts to receive. And our spirits to obey. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. All right. Bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sister Kathy, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning,
how are
Apostle
you?
Dr. Good morning. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I'm so mindful of all that God is doing and all that he's done. I just want to say greetings to everyone from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and all of the listening audience all over who have chimed in on this morning. I thank you, Apostle Dr. Bradford, but I also, because I did not get back to you on yesterday morning as I was preparing myself for worship, I received a call of death of a loved one. And it kind of shook me a little bit, you know, because she was really a dear friend to me, although she was my in-law, a cousin in-law. So, you know, it was just like 20 days after the Aunt Retta passed away. So, it, you know, kind of shook me because this young lady, she was a young lady, much younger than I. So to God be the glory. But she, you know, was suffering with cancer. And I just kept praising and thanking God that, you know, she wasn't lingering and she wasn't suffering, that he took her home. So I had a very emotional day, though. You know, it's like sometimes you keep praying and you want to get through it, but there's still that emotion just comes on you. You know, you hear a song and sing and worship, and it just stirs you up, you know. So, but to God be the glory. I'm thankful and I'm grateful, and I'm very happy for her because she made it in. So I thank you for the opportunity to come and elaborate on Zechariah. And the story was very interesting to me of Zechariah because God chose Zechariah. Before I do, I want to say I thank God for bringing forth this elaboration this morning. Oh, Lord, I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, I pray that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to expound on your word, oh God, to bring forth as you would have me to do so. These are all the blessings I pray and ask in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to say Zechariah was interesting because it contained 14 chapters. And he was the author of his own book. So, but God had given him this. And the book of Zechariah was written for a specific purpose to encourage the people to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Along with Haggai, Zechariah wanted to see God worshiped in his own temple. Several decades earlier, the temple had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. Zechariah is the author of his book. Zechariah was the son of Berechiah. I'm not sure how I pronounce that. God gave Zechariah a word to bring unto the prophets because he was displeased with them. He told Zechariah to tell them to turn back to the Lord. God was displeased with your fathers. So he was displeased with the ancestors as well as the prophets before. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus ye now turn from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Upon the 24th day and the 11th month, Sabbat, that's in the Jewish calendar, the 5th month of the civil and 11th of the religious year, usually coinciding with the month of January and February. In the 2nd year of Darius came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, again, the son of Iddo, and prophet, saying, I saw the night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse that stood among the myrtle trees that were at the bottom, and behind him were these red horses speckled white. Then I said, O Lord, what is these? The angel of the Lord that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee these what these be. And the man stood among the myrtle trees, answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to and fro to walk through the earth. And behold, all that walk through the earth sit still at the rest. And the angel that commandeth which saith unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous of Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Zechariah then said, he looked and lifted up his eyes, and behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were of brass. In first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot, black horses. Then I said to the angel of the Lord, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said, these are the 4 spirits of heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth unto the north country, while the white go forth of them unto the south. Then the word of the Lord came, saying, take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the Josedek, the high priest. Speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is Branch, and he shall grow up out of this place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, when ye have fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years. You see, God was so angry with them that he shut them down for 70 years. That's how angry he was. When they cried out to him, he did not hear them. And when he spoke to them, they didn't hear him. So God had shut them down. And then God was so angry with them. And he said, Zechariah, you go and tell them to turn back to me, because then they, again, will be my people and I will be their God. So the Lord really was very angry with them, and is now, even in our day. God is telling us to come on back to him. Those that you may have strayed, God is married to the backslider, but come on back. Turn from your evil ways. Turn from your evil doings. And it's okay. Come back, because there's still time to come back. As long as you're living, you can turn back to God, and God will receive you. He will be your God, and you will again be his people. And I just thank and praise God for that, because, as I said in one of my previous elaborations, how we get distracted. We get so distracted by many things that will hinder us from reading, from praying, from studying God's word, and then before you know it, we're out there. We're out there. We may have slidden back to doing things that we used to do, that we have put behind us, that we thought that, you know, once God has delivered us from, we wouldn't go back. Then we become carnal Christians. We begin living and operating in the nature of the natural man and not the spiritual man. But God is saying, come back, because time is winding up, y'all. It's later than we all think. None of us know the day or the hour that God is going to call us. But we want to be ready, because you've given up so much to have this walk, to be in this journey. And I'm telling you, as a witness, you know, I just can't do it anymore. I don't want any distractions. I don't want anything that's going to be weights to come between me and my Savior. I have struggled. I have truly struggled. And I called it stress. And no matter what, I've compromised my faith to please other people. You can't be a people pleaser, because people don't have anywhere to put you. They don't have no heaven or hell. And you came in this world alone, and when you leave, you're going to leave alone. So you have to realize, you know, God is our help. He's our present help in a day of trouble. We have to call upon him, say in his word, read it every day, and then live that word. Bring that word to life inside of you and continue to look to the hills. Because only God can help us in whatever situation that we find ourselves in. You know, we talked yesterday in our Sunday school lesson about being content. You know, being whatever situation you find yourself, that which to be content. You see, a lot of times we want more, 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 and more is not a good thing, okay? It's not a good thing, and certainly not a God thing. We want more, 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 not when the Word is telling us to be content with whatever we have. Be content in where our life is and what we're doing. And that means be content in the Lord, because only God is going to keep that hedge of protection around us, keep us safe from whatever is going on in the world. We live here, but we're not of here. And I thank God, because we are just pilgrims passing through this land. So to God be the glory. I just want to be just obedient to him, to his word and to his will, and his purpose for our lives, not just my life, but your life too. So I thank and praise God for this. And God told Zechariah, saying, execute judgment and show mercy and compassion to every man and to his brother. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and the spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. God said he will gather all nations against Jerusalem in battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as he fought in the day of battle. His feet shall stand in the day upon the Mount of Olives, which before Jerusalem on the east. The Lord is so good in all of his doings. And one of the things that, one of the chapters that I was reading, it really struck chords with me. And there was, I'm scrolling. So, and there was in chapter 3, okay. So, and there was in chapter, when the Lord was saying, that when God showed Joshua, Joshua's the high priest standing before the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. So you see, the enemy is always there. He's always there. He's always doing his job, okay? And that is to try to accuse us and then to just put us out there. That's all he wants to do, is just show you up and put you out there, and then you're on your own, okay? The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked you, Satan. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem. Rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, take off his filthy clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave his charge to Joshua. Then I said, put a clean turban on. And so they put the clean turban on him while the angel of the Lord stood by. The angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you will work in obedience, there it is, obedience, to be and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here. To God be the glory. Listen, High Priest Joshua, you and your associates seated before you, who are men symbolic of these things to come, I am going to bring my servant, the branch. The branch was the one who God had chosen to rebuild the temple. See the stone I have set in front of Joshua? There are seven eyes, and that one stone I will engrave the inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day. In that day, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit under your vine and fig tree, declares the Lord God Almighty. Oh, I thank and praise God for his word. And so much that we can learn from what God says. And the main thing is, you see, when you are obedient to God and doing his will, God will reward you. He will reward you. But if you're disobedient, see, because even in the book of Deuteronomy, where he says there are blessings and curses, there are blessings through obedience, and there are curses through disobedience. So God will not bless no mess. We just can't come to him anyhow, anyway. You have to stay in the word so that you can know the will of God for your life. I love everyone on the line, and I thank you so much again, so much for hearing me. And I thank God, because when I pray, I know the Lord hears my prayers. And he certainly does answer them. To God be the glory. Everybody, please be encouraged and stay encouraged in the Lord. Also, we are to go out and we are to tell other people. We are to bring souls to Christ, to win souls for Christ. And that means that we have to talk to people about the Lord. Let them know. Because not everyone knows. We could take it for granted that everyone knows. I know people who are even my age who've never been in church, who don't know the word of God, who have never opened the Bible or read. They don't know what's in the Bible, okay? And then we have people who are only hearing what the pastors say on Sunday. They're not reading that Bible every day. They're not going through it. And, you know, not to be judging, but you can tell, and God says that we ought to watch and see the person by the fruit they bear. And you can tell if a person is bearing good fruit, that means they are with the Lord, or you can tell if they're not. So I just thank and praise God. Don't let anybody discourage you or to come and to be a distraction to you and your ministry. God loves us all. He loves all of his children, all of us that believe in him. And this is what he was trying to tell them. He was so angry with Jerusalem, but he said he was jealous. He was jealous of Jerusalem and jealous of Zion. See, so he had to bring those people back around. Let them see what was ahead. This story kind of reminded me of in the book of Revelation, where it talked about the lampstands and the things that are to come. And it kind of, to me, related to the things that are to come and how it is so important. God wants us to turn back to him. I had to fall on my face and ask God to please take me back. Take me back to when I first believed. Because when I first believed, I was on fire for you, Lord. When I first believed, I had everything that was in me. I poured out my heart and my soul to you as I knew to do. Take me back. Take me back, Lord. And I will never leave you again. I never will compromise my faith. And I will never let anybody or allow distractions to come into my life. It doesn't have to be people that distract you. Things can distract you. Whatever your mind is set on, whatever you think you're doing throughout the day, those things, anything can be a distraction to you and your ministry, and that you don't want. Because as I said, time is winding up. But all the things that are going on in this world, in this entire world, because trouble is everywhere, and everything that is going on. But God said that he's not willing for one soul to be lost, and he's waiting for all to come into repentance. And I believe that's why Jesus hasn't cracked the sky and come back yet, because he's waiting for those to come on in. Not everybody's going to be saved. I know that, because God said not everybody to say, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. However, we are supposed to minister to people. And every opportunity and every chance that we get, and every opportunity we get and every chance that we get to pray, we ought to be praying, praying without ceasing. And just, oh, I thank God, thank God. Some people look and they say, oh, you know, Kathy, you're by yourself. Uh-huh. And I like it like that, because nothing and nobody is to distract me. And I open up the word and I study, I turn that TV off, and it's just me and the Lord. And I just love it like that. I love everything that God is doing in my life. But it's not for me only. It's for me to be a blessing to someone else. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, Apostle, back to you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Minister Kathy, amen, for that elaboration on Zechariah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the author of his own book. And when you said that, amen, I started meditating, amen, that we are the author of our own books also. Amen. The Lord has given us a free will, amen, to write it, amen, any way we think we're big enough to write it, amen. But if we are smart and humble ourselves and walk in faith, we'll let God write it, amen, the author of his own book, amen, and so are we. Amen. We want to thank God for his messages, amen, to turn back and to avoid the distraction. And you said something. Amen. You said that time is winding up. And what's happening right now, my sister, is that all of God's children, we're feeling the draw. We're feeling the forces. We're feeling the evil and adversity pressing in on us. It's kind of fit. Amen. But for those, amen, we have to avoid that. We have to work hard. We're at a season now where we have to be serious, because only the strongest going to survive. Only the strongest going to survive. We have to be serious to avoid the distractions, because everyone is the devil's trying to really distract all of us at a higher level. It's an intensity that's going on. So that means if he intense, we intense, because we win. But you got to know it. Amen. So avoid the distraction. Turn back to God. Turn back to God while you have time. Amen. We want to thank God for his message. Thank God. Amen. Turn back. God is married to the backslider. Turn back. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn. Turn back. Amen. Just turn
back.
We know it's easier said than done, but we know that God is able to help you if you want to be helped. Amen.
Yes.
So we want to thank God. And then you said so much. It was a very thorough elaboration. Another bullet point that I'm walking away with, which is my last one, is you said, if you are obedient, then you will govern my house. A lot of people want to govern God's house, but they're not in obedience. They want leadership, but they're not in obedience. They want the title. They want the fame. They want the glory. They want the money. They want the blessing. They want all of that, but they're not obedient. And it don't work that way. It don't work that way. God rewards obedience. He is our son and shield. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. And you know, sad part is, sister, that there's so many teachers out here. I mean, pastors and leaders, they're teaching, deceiving, they're twisting the scriptures and making people think that you can live any kind of way you want to live and still be qualified, amen, for the blessing. And it's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. And so they're going to be held accountable. And the people that they're teaching will be held accountable. We have a due diligence to study the scriptures, to study. We know better. We know better. They know better. Because we know. Amen. So we want to to thank God for Zechariah and his teaching and preaching hope and preaching mercy. You know, we want to thank God for men and women who will do the will of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for Zechariah. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So much said there. Amen. An elaboration definitely worth listening to a second time. Amen. Definitely worth, amen, sharing with family and friends, saints. Amen. The visitors, if you're calling in for the first time, all of our recordings are available in our archives. Amen. And I think we have over 6,000 messages in this library. Then we have another library with probably another 10,000. Oh, my God. God is so good. But Sister Minister Catherine, we want to offer our condolences, amen, to you in the transition of your family member, amen, who's been called from earth to glory. And so we thank God for her life. He said she was saved. Amen. And so that's a time of rejoicing. Mm-hmm. And we want to just offer our condolences to you. Amen. And be encouraged in the Lord. Amen. And amen. Thank you again. Thank you for being so ready and so willing. Amen. Glory be to God. And so thorough. Amen. And we want to thank God for the word of God that will never return to him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. God bless you. Any announcements, amen, before we, amen, wind up the call? Any announcements? Well, you did give us the one announcement about your family member, but any other announcements that you would like to share before we, amen, move forward?
No, but I just want to say she was my cousin in love, so my husband's cousin, and the first cousin. And also, if you could please just lift up the Williams family, because she had a lot of siblings. So she was the third sister to have gone on, but she has a lot of siblings, and everyone in the entire family in Maryland, they're just, you know, some are devastated, but mostly they need prayer. So I just keeping them at the altar during this time. I thank you so very much, and thank you, because we know prayer works, and that's what works. So I thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you. And and then we will be talking,
amen.
Because I need some information from you. So we will be talking. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, too. Thank you. Amen. And we will pray for the Williams family, saints. Amen. And in your personal prayer, as we are praying one for another, remember the Williams family. Amen. In their time of bereavement. Amen. Because let me tell you something, saints. Everybody gets a turn. Everybody gets a turn. Some of us have gone years without anybody in our immediate circle being taken away, and that's a blessing. You know, some of us are going a long time, but guess what? Everybody gets a turn. If it don't come now, it's going to come later. It's going to come. Amen, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. So let us pray for other people the same way we would desire that others would pray for us. Because there will be a time when you will need prayer. Amen and amen. All right. Our announcements today, we will be at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock and then back at 9. Amen. All this week, Wednesday night Bible study. This is the Friday night for our praise party. And I think that's it for right now. If there's any other, Temple University, they are offering free training for those of you that want to work the computer. Temple at Broad and Cecil. Let me see. Let me grab the flyer real quick because you can share this information. Give me 15 seconds. Wait a minute. Thank you. Sorry about that. Temple University is offering free technology classes starting August the 1st, the whole month of August. technology classes on the internet for those of you desiring how to work the internet, internet workshops, protecting your personal information online, staying safe online, Google Workspace, Gmail tips and tricks, eBay and PayPal. So very, very interesting. So it starts August 1st. But you have to show up. It's not virtual, and it's for 2 hours from 10 a.m. to noon. And Temple University Office and Community Affairs and Engagement, located at 1509 Cecil B. Avenue on the second floor. So pass the word. For anyone that needs a little help with, you know, this technology. I think we all do. I know I do. So pass that, and that begins August 1st, and they're running it the whole month of August, okay? And you can sign up online. They don't have a telephone number here, okay? But if you want to call them, just call Temple University Office of Community Affairs and Engagement. Amen. So I thought I would share that announcement in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. We bless the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We thank you for the word of God as it has come forth today on our brother Zechariah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this man. We thank you for his faithfulness. Oh, God, he was obedient. He was bold. Father God, he did. He pleased you. He didn't try to please the people. We're not called to please people, Father. We're called to serve people. We're called to love people. But we're called to please you because we can't please people. So no need in trying it. No need in trying, Father God. We thank you for his message, Father God, and your love and your compassion towards all mankind, Father God. And you're just looking for a response. You're just looking for the people to respond. God, help us to respond. Help us to respond. God, help us to realize, like Zechariah, we're writing our own book. Because, Father God, when we get to the end, the books will be open. Oh, God. You told us in Revelation. Our sister made reference to Revelation, God. When we get to the end of our story, the books will be open. So, Father God, we're writing our books. Because you said every word is recorded, every deed is recorded, everything is recorded. And so, Father God, if we're not writing the right story, you've given us grace and mercy and time to change it. You've given us new mercies today. And we can start over today, Father God, and get this thing right, Father God. Stop trying to lead the way and start following you. Stop trying to be in charge and humbling ourselves and submitting, Father, to the process. Realizing, Father God, that life is temporary. Life is temporary, Father. And it seems like it's getting shorter and shorter. There's so many young people leaving here. So many young people leaving here, Father. Oh, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that they was ready to go. Father God, we want to lift up the Williams family. We want to lift up the Williams family, Father God, in their hour of bereavement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help them to see their way, help them to navigate their way, help them to find comfort, Father God, but at the same time, help them, Father God, to deal with the reality that they don't know who's going to be next in the Williams family. Don't know who's going to be next, and it might be sooner than what they realize, so we have to be ready. So we can't be getting ready, Father God. You said be ready. So, Father God, we pray that for the Williams family and for all the families of the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray your anointing, your blessings upon the warriors, who will come and pray, Father God, and intercede as intercessors for your people today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, Father God. We pray for your anointing. We pray for your covering. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, your people are being put under a little intensity, Father God. Father God, it's just signs of the time. Father God, we can feel it. We can feel the intensity. Father God. We see it, we feel it, but Father God, the violence taken by force is not backing us up, Father God, hallelujah, but we really have to be intentional about remaining focused, because if not, Father God, people are being sideswiped, Father God. They're being bamboozled. They're being tricked. They're falling for the okey-doke. They're falling for the satanic strategies, Father God, because they're being divided with the drama that the enemy is trying to flare up. But, Father God, we say we will not. Father God, we pray an anointing upon all your children that we will be as Jesus, we will be as Paul, and we will remain focused, and we will keep our eyes on the prize. Father God, we will dig deeper. We will go deeper and pull up that inner strength, Father God. Pull up whatever needs to be pulled up. We will stay quiet. We will get into our quiet place when it's time. We will come out when it's time, Father God. We will follow you. We will not be afraid. We will fight the good fight of faith. Father God, we know who we are. And for those of your children who do not know who they are, Father God, help them to know who they are and who they are. Father God, that we win when we believe we win. Glory be to God. We fight, Father God. When you said fight the good fight of faith, we win when we fight. Glory, not a flesh and blood fight, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the body of Christ everywhere. Everywhere, Father God, from the pulpit to the door. Oh, Father God, everywhere. House to house. We pray for every born-again believer. Father God, that they would draw closer to you. We pray for those who don't know you, that they would have the will to come and come quick. Come quickly. Whatever you do, do quickly. We pray for the backsliders, Father. Father God, that they will turn and come on back home while they have time. They don't want to die in that backslidden state, Father God. We pray for them, even right now. And we especially pray for all the Zacharias of the world, those men and those women, Father God, who are lifting up the bloodstained banner, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, sharing the good news that Jesus lives. And Jesus is able, he is able, how to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, all we can think, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us, Father God, hallelujah, keep our minds on you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. That you would cancel premature deaths, oh, Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities. Father God, that no plague will come nigh our dwelling. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for all our brothers and sisters in a hard place. Father God, those in a hard place right now, they've been giving their tithes. Father God, they've been doing the right thing, but they're just in a hard place right now. Father God, the warfare in the heavenlies, Father God, tying up their breakthrough and the manifestation, God, everything tied up in the knot. Father God, we ask that you would untie it today. We ask that you would untie it and release the manifestation. Bring relief to your children. Some of your children need to exhale, Father. They need to exhale. Father God, and we're asking that you would help them. Father God, help us. Father God, help us. And we thank you for doing so. You said if we ask you, we shall receive. You said it, God. You said it. That anything we ask in Jesus' name, you will do. You said it, Father. Hallelujah. All we have is your word. All we have is your promise. That's all we have. That's all we need. Father, you said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father God, we bind, Father God, this satanic struggle. Father God, where the devil has come to steal our joy and our peace and our praise and our relationships and our money and our hope. He just is fighting on every angle because he realized that he only have a few seconds left. He don't have much time left, and he knows it. This is why he's in a desperate state, Father. He wants to take as many people as he can, Father God. You said, Father God, hallelujah, that in the Daniel prophesied that in the last day the devil was going to wear the saints of God out. And my God, he is coming at it. But help us not to back up, Father. Hallelujah. We are on the offensive and the defensive. Help us to press in. Help us to press in and hold up one another. So we pray for our brothers and sisters, Father God, in financial distress. Glory be to God. They're in financial distress. Father God, they're being bombarded mentally, God, physically. Any kind of way he can get in, he's looking for a way in. We cover our brothers and sisters. We are their keepers, Father. And we pray for your grace and your mercy to be manifested, that somebody will receive relief and testify about it this day, this week, before the month is out, before July is out, Father God. They will be able to testify about it. Hallelujah, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, and giving you the praise. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for the spirit of Zechariah resting upon all of your children, Father, that we might do better and be better, Father. The will of God for the glory of God. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a fantastic, powerhouse, miraculous day today. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Lord's willing, we'll be at the altar of prayer, the power line at 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 o'clock. If you're listening for the first time and you want to join us, amen, for prayer, amen, the telephone number is 385-799-9729. That's at 12 o'clock Eastern time. Call in at the top of the hour if you can. 385-799-9729. And just in case you don't have a pencil, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And get all the information there. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love you in the name of the Lord. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.
All the best.